Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The conflict in the Middle East has reached a new tipping point. President Trump threatened to destroy Iran's power plants unless Iran opens the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. The deadline expires at 7:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday. Iran responded with a warning that it would retaliate if its infrastructure is attacked by fully closing the strait and targeting energy, IT, and desalination facilities in the region. Trump's move risks changing the nature of the conflict from a military to an economic one, with broad global implications. The time for a pivot is running out. Once energy infrastructure is hit, the damage to the global economy will persist. Strikes on energy infrastructure have already started. Last week, Israel struck Iran's South Pars field, one of the largest natural gas fields in the world, shutting down two refineries and cutting about 12% of Iran's output. Iran retaliated by attacking Qatar's Ras Laffan LNG facilities, the world's largest LNG hub. This attack cut an estimated 17% of Qatar's LNG export capacity and is estimated to take years to rebuild. Another humanitarian vulnerability are the desalination plants in the region. More than 90% of the Gulf's water comes from just 50 to 60 plants, many of which are co-located with power generation. Outages can have cascading effects on both electricity and water supply. Two facilities have already been hit early on in the conflict. Two others were indirectly damaged. The stakes are high. What likely happens next? Short deadlines have a history in military warfare. The line between war and diplomacy is thin. The 48-hour ultimatum to Serbia in 1914 triggered World War I. On the other hand, the ultimatum by Kennedy to Khrushchev to remove missiles from Cuba averted war. Now the cards are likely in the hands of the US and Israel to signal mission accomplished. Iran is unlikely to cave to US demands. Rooted in Shia theology, Iranian leadership likely sees a defensive fight as a just fight. The Battle of Karbala in 680 is still commemorated in Iran to this day. In this battle, Prophet Muhammad's grandson Imam Hussein decided to confront a vastly larger opponent. He refused to pledge alliance to an unjust ruler, sacrificing his life and the lives of his followers. This mindset of a defensive jihad is likely guiding Iran's military leadership in the current conflict. Therefore, the likely only off-ramp is for Trump and Israel to call an end to the war, a move that Trump alluded to just 12 hours prior to the ultimatum. Unlike with financial threats like tariffs, war damage cannot be unmade when the pivot comes too late. A pivot is urgent. The political consequences of extending this war could be consequential for the current administration. Presidents Truman and Johnson both paid the political price for extended military conflicts. With a mounting budget deficit, the cost of war further dents the U.S. government finances and risks a jump in the term premium. History has shown that when the aggressor wants to quit fighting, it gives a ceasefire a better chance of success. The Paris Peace Accords in 1973 followed relatively quickly once the U.S. sought an exit from Vietnam. And once Gorbachev committed to withdrawal from Afghanistan in the Geneva Accords in 1988, it set a clear timeline for Soviet troops to leave. So what does this backdrop mean for portfolios? The Middle East conflict is a reminder that the Achilles heel of a 60-40 equity bond portfolio is an inflation shock. In this scenario, both sides of the portfolio lose money. Stocks fall because higher rates reduce valuations and hurt growth, and bonds fall because yields rise. The 1970s inflation crisis and the 2022 global inflation shock are pertinent examples. Over the last 20 years, the 60-40 portfolio has seen 5 drawdowns of 10% or more, with a median recovery period of 6 months. So far, the US 60 portfolio is down 3.5% this year. Against this backdrop, we continue to recommend diversifying a traditional 60-40 portfolio with exposures to commodities and physical assets, not only as a hedge for further escalation in the Middle East, but also the digital abundance created by AI is likely to increase the scarcity premium on physical parts of the economy. And data centers cannot be built or run without energy. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.